The annual Conservative Political Action Conference, or CPAC, began this morning here in Washington, D.C., and earlier today at the conference, former Massachusetts Governor Mitt Romney announced he would no longer seek the Republican nomination for president. Senator John McCain, his one-time rival for that nomination, is addressing the conference right now, and he's tried to strike a conciliatory tone.
And I am acutely aware that I cannot succeed in that endeavor, nor can our party prevail over the challenge we will face from either Senator Clinton or Senator Obama without the support of dedicated conservatives whose convictions, creativity, and energy have been indispensable to the success of our party that it has had over the last quarter century. Many of you have disagreed strongly with some positions I have taken in recent years. I understand that. I might not agree with it, but I respect it for the principled position it is. And it is my sincere hope that even if you believe I have occasionally erred in my reasoning as a fellow conservative, you will still allow that I have, in many ways important to all of us, maintained the record of a conservative. Further, I hope you will grant that I have defended many positions we share just as ardently as I have made my case for positions that have provoked your opposition. If not, thank you for the opportunity to make my case today. Thank you.
Senator McCain also addressed his absence from the CPAC conference last year.
I hope you'll pardon my absence last year and understand that I intended no personal insult to any of you. I was merely preoccupied with the business of trying to escape the distinction of preseason front runner for the Republican nomination, which I'm sure some of you observed I managed to do in fairly short order. But now I again have the privilege of that distinction, and this time I would prefer to hold on to it for a little while.
Senator McCain said that he spoke with former Massachusetts Governor Mitt Romney earlier today after Governor Romney announced he would no longer seek the Republican nomination.
That I had a phone conversation with Governor Romney. I congratulated him on running an energetic and dedicated campaign. We agreed to sit down together, and we agree the importance to unite our party. All of you who worked so hard in the support of the millions of people in our party who supported Governor Romney, I congratulate you. You did a fine job. And you are welcome to join my campaign, and it'll be a campaign based on conservative principles in a consequential election about the country's future.
And Senator McCain did encounter some opposition today when he discussed the issue of immigration reform.
On the issue of illegal immigration, a position which... A position which obviously still provokes the outspoken opposition of many conservatives, I stood my ground aware that my position would imperil my campaign.
And stay tuned to NPR News for more analysis of Senator John McCain's position now as almost a prohibitive front runner for the Republican presidential nomination and about Mitt Romney's decision to withdraw from the race earlier today. Tomorrow at Science Friday, and Ira Flato will be here with a look at the tornadoes that struck the south central United States this week. That's coming up tomorrow on Talk of the Nation Science Friday. We'll see you again on Monday. In Washington, I'm Neil Conan, NPR News.